Right now, going to talk with a friend that and an underwriter here that we've spoken to many times before. Real busy guy, Chris Weld from Berkshire Mountain Distillers. Chris, good morning. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, you know, you've got some pretty exciting news, and I'm going to ask you about it right off the top. Just to give us a little idea, the Craft Brewers Whiskey Project. Explain a little bit what that is.
Certainly. So I guess in some ways it's a little bit of old news as well. About 6 years ago now, we started on a project where we gathered 12 of our favorite regional breweries and brewers and beers and distilled them individually. So that started about 6 years ago, and they were distilled as a beer into what's called an American whiskey. So much in the same way a scotch would be made. The beers just have a little bit of hops in them. And we distill them and put them away in a barrel where they've been waiting patiently for about 5 years. So this is 12 wonderful breweries from around our region and 12 different whiskeys from the 12 different beers. And we have just released it distillery only for the first month of February, and then it will be available throughout Mass in March.
Well, you know, I'm looking at the list here. You've got Boston Lager, Really Old Brown Dog. I mean, you've got some significant names from at least that I know from the Northeast here.
It's a great group. I think it warrants running through them if we have a moment.
Absolutely.
So I'll go through the list here. There's 12 of them. They're being released in trios. They're being released according to the timeline in which they were distilled. So the first three come from Big Elm Brewing, which is right here in Sheffield. And that's the 413 Farmhouse Ale that we distilled. Spencer Trappist Ale from Spencer, Mass. Out near Framingham. UFO White, which is now Mass Bay Brewing, but at the time was under Harpoon's label. And those come out now. They're available in the distillery. Of note is the 413 from Big Elm, you know, with such a small production run that's only going to be available in the distillery. So then we jump to the spring, and that will be Sam Adams' Boston Lager, Jack's Abbey Smoke and Dagger, Berkshire Brewing Company's Shine is what we're using, Smutty Nose, Really Old Brown Dog, Oma Gang, Three Philosophers, Captain Lawrence Liquid Gold, those last three being in the summer. And finally in the fall, we have Long Trails, Unearthed, Chatham Whiskey's 8-Barrel, and then from your neck of the woods, or at least your state, is Two Roads Workers' Comp.
You know, it's interesting listening to you talk about how, by the way, once again, we're speaking just in case you're joining in here a few minutes after we started with Chris Weld from Berkshire Mountain Distillers. It's interesting how you have worked, and last time I spoke to you, you were, of course, at a project putting businesses together to promote Sheffield. But I think it's interesting the way we like to work with newspapers around here. Our radio station has close ties to a lot of local independent newspapers just simply because we think it's important. I noticed probably part of your work ethic is you really do like to spread the wealth, to include as many things in what you do as possible as a way of, I think, not only helping other businesses, but also helping yourself. It's an interesting outlook that you have since you've started the Berkshire Mountain Distillers.
I think part of it is it's a bizarre world. So there's, I think, as I've mentioned before, a bunch of distilleries that have been around for hundreds of years, and they've made one product, maybe two, consistently. For us in the craft brewing world, where you know there were 50 of us when I started 15 years ago, and over 2,000 now, it's important to stay relevant, and we're all small and nimble, and people expect new things to come out. So I think, you know, the onus is on us to keep that, to keep our lineup relevant and offer new things. But also, it's an awful lot of fun to collaborate with these folks. I'm a big beer fan. So, it's wonderful. It's a wonderful way to cross market. It's a wonderful way to make some things that are different and provide a different set of whiskeys to people. And, you know, the first three, UFO White, Spencer, and 413, although they're sort of similar beers, a lot more similar than, you know, saying throwing a stout in there or something, the whiskeys are entirely different and unique. And that's part of the whole project there. It's just providing some new stuff, and they all came out. I must say it was worth the wait of 5 years.
Now, how long has Berkshire Distillery been opening? I think you were founded back in 2000, what, 7, 8, 9 or something like that?
2007, yeah. But that was, you know, that was at my house for the first 7 years, and then we moved it down to the retail shop on, you know, custom-built distillery on Route 7 in Sheffield about 7 years ago. And I did not have a tasting room or offer tours at the farm. So it's nice to have that ability here and educate people.
In your wildest dreams when you founded this, did you think you'd be where you are right now, and especially throwing in a year's worth of a pandemic?
I would say this year was the most unpredictable for me. Certainly, you know, we jumped in with the sanitizer early. I kind of thought I'd be around where I am currently. I just didn't think it would be as much work as it's been, to be honest. It's, you know, starting a business is it's a full-time job and then some, but it's been a whole lot of fun along the way, and this project in particular is really pretty neat and fantastic, and just looking at all the labels, they're spectacular, and you know, the brewers had a lot of input on those labels, and also some of these are very limited, so we're keeping those at the distillery, and I've already heard that people are trying to collect all 12, and so it's a fun, great project. Ties in 12 really wonderful brewers, gives them some some exposure. Every time we sell a bottle in the shop, we talk about the brewery, and gives us the opportunity to reach out to some of their patrons as well.
Now, if you folks out there want more information on the Craft Brewers Whiskey Project, you can go to BerkshireMountainDistillers.com. And there, once you prove your age, you can find out not only about that, click on that, but about other things. Now, in this pandemic, let's go over this now, seeing it's a pandemic. What are your hours, and what's the situation with Berkshire Mountain Distillers with visiting, pickup, delivery, and things like that?
Sure. So the hours safely are, you know, noon to 5. Some days we're open at 11. We are still offering tastings, especially on the weekends, Saturday, Sundays. And we've, you know, the distillery shut down during those days, and we have tables spaced widely apart in the distillery so you can taste inside. If the weather's nice, we have a fire pit outside, and you can sit outside by the fire pit and taste outside. And I think because the pandemic doesn't seem to be slowing down quite yet, we'll probably end up with a larger pavilion-type tasting area for the spring, summer. But at the moment, we are offering indoor tastings on the weekends.
Now, how did you get hooked up with Samuel Adams? Samuel Adams himself is an incredible success story for a beer company taking on the giants that it was taking on. How did you get in contact with them with the Craft Brewers Whiskey Project?
We first distilled two beers from Sam Adams probably 10 years ago, and that was pretty much a cold call. And I somehow managed to get an appointment with Jim Cook, the founder. And they're really, you know, back then there weren't many distilleries around. And I walked in, and I think that the pitch line was something like, hey, you make great beers and we make great whiskeys. We should do something together. And after the second visit, the next day I had 15 kegs or something of 5 different beers show up at my house. And we distilled them all as test beers. And, you know, nobody had distilled beers for Sam Adams before and brought them in for them to taste. And so I think it was fun for them as well. It's a great, great project.
So really, you really have expanded the width and breadth of what you do with the distillery itself. I mean, wasn't your distillery the first one or legal one around here in a long, long time?
First legal one, yeah. We have a nice old copper still on display in the distillery from, you know, a Prohibition era farm in Sheffield. But we were the first one around, and the first one in Berkshire County for quite some time, and the first one, you know, sort of in the region. But as I said, there were 50 of us, and now there are over 2,000. So it's the craft distilling world is sort of followed on the heels of the craft brewing world.
Chris Weld is our guest from Berkshire Mountain Distillers. I'm making the hand sanitizer. You talked about being nimble. That was incredibly nimble for you to jump right into that.
It was bittersweet. We got the approval on a Wednesday night, and Thursday morning we had labels made and a recipe done and bottles filled and out to the fire EMS police group in the county. But, you know, we were basically selling our potable alcohol, so we were filling a gap until the big guys got back on schedule. And I would say we're selling probably a hundredth of the hand sanitizer we were selling back in the early days. But fortunately, we're back into, you know, making wonderful whiskeys.
Well, Berkshire Mountain Distillers, once again, you can find them on the web, berkshiremountaindistillers.com, and you'll find out more about what they're doing, and especially the Craft Brewers Whiskey Project. You amaze me, Chris. Every time I speak to you, you're doing a million different things at the same time, and helping the local economy, I think, and helping the local businesses in South County and here in Northwest Connecticut. I think that has to be somewhere part of your big overall plan. If you're successful, you make other people around you successful as well.
Yeah, I mean, there's certainly the aspect of a rising tide, right? And so Sheffield, I don't know if we've hit the tipping point yet, but we have Big Elm Brewery just south of me, then the distillery. And then we've got Sunset Meadows, which is a winery that came up from Connecticut. And they have a satellite winery here that's wonderful. And then a couple of miles north, there's the Pass, which is a cannabis shop. So there's plenty to do in our little sleepy town of Sheffield nowadays.
Well, once again, Chris, much continued success. BerkshireMountainDistillers.com for more information on the Craft Brewers Whiskey Project and everything else they're involved in. And I'm sure I'll be amazed the next time I speak to you about what you're doing.
Well, I hope so.
With what you're doing. Thanks a lot, Chris, very much for joining us this morning.
I appreciate the time.
All right, take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Berkshire Mountain Distillers, and once again, BerkshireMountainDistillers.com on the web.